You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 12 minutes to the top of the hour, and it's Thursday, folks. It's time for Arts Up, and here with us today is the Juno Arts and Humanity Council's Nancy DeCherney. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thanks, Scott.
It's not even First Friday, and you're saying this weekend's packed, too.
This weekend is nuts. I would just like to suggest that you go to the websites, either ktoo.org or jahc.org, and get the calendar up, because there is so much happening, we're probably not going to make it all the way through. And that's just through Saturday. My gosh.
What are a few highlights, Nancy?
Well, we have the Forest Service is having a public meeting over at Elizabeth Pradovich. We are having a Municipal Candidates Forum at K2 this evening at 6:30.
That's right. We talked about that today.
Good.
Yes.
And, you know, I just want to encourage everybody to be sure to vote. It's really important. And make sure that you we have on our website some position statements from the people, and I'm sure you can find those position statements other places. But just get informed and make sure you go. And you've talked about the evening at Egan's. The drill team fall preview is happening, and it looks great. I saw some previews of it. That's on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m.
And where's that going to be?
That is going to be at JDHS. They have dinner and a show, you can just come and see the show. So go to the JDHS Dance at jdhsdance.com to get your tickets and get more information about that. There's an open mic poetry slam at Zach Gordon at 6:30 on Friday. And you've already talked about the Dancing in the Streets party, because it's the end of the season. And what a September we've been having.
And just a quick reminder, that was on the show yesterday, but that's at the Red Dog and Surrounds.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, sort of that little drive through area. You'll hear it.
High cost of living,
high,
right?
High cost of living, yep. 21 plus, free. It's all good.
Saturday night, 7:30.
Friday night.
Oh, Friday.
Friday night, 7 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Tomorrow.
Yeah, like that's tomorrow.
Wow. All right.
And then on Saturday, of course, there's the Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. There is a fall fun fest out at the Glacier for people with kids activities. There's the Kids Votes thing, which you've mentioned. It's museum at the City Museum. It's free of charge. This is National Museum Day.
Hey, back up for a sec. The Introduce a Girl to Engineering, where and when's that?
That is at Centennial Hall from 9 to 3 p.m. It is all 6th to 8th grade girls come and join the engineers of ExxonMobil as they do a hands-on, minds-on engineering activity. It's free, and girls receive a free t-shirt, lunch, and a goodie bag.
Okay.
And you'll get to be involved in sort of engineering-type things.
All right.
Isn't that fun? You can get more information on the website's calendars. Like I said, it's free museum day on Saturday. You can go to the City Museum. I don't know if the State Museum is doing that. Big decolonization and just transition training is happening at Harborview Elementary. This is also open to the public and free. It's a lot of sort of reviewing how do we ensure that solutions we put forward don't perpetuate the imbalances and inequities that we already have. So good, a lot of good training coming up on these topics. So be tuned in for that. There's a book signing. Mary Erlander is going to be at the City Museum, and then she'll be at Hearthside Books later. There is a Battle of the Burger from noon to 2.
What?
What? And you make the best, right?
I like eating the best.
Okay, so that's going to be from noon to 2 out at Riverbend Elementary School. And it says, may the best burger win. Over 20 gourmet burgers offered for only $10 each ticket purchased. I think you need to go online and get some more information. I think this is a fundraiser for one of the schools.
All right.
As near as I could tell. And there's Brewfest, of course, which you can do. You got to get tickets online. But we don't have them at the Jack, so I don't know where we are with that. There's Hands Across the Bridge. There's the author talk is at the State Museum from 2 to 3 on Saturday. Juno's Berry Fresh After Party. So you go to Capital Brewfest. And then you go over to Tracy's Crab Shack directly after Brewfest and have a Devil's Club Brewing and Alaska Brewing Company
this
thing.
This is Saturday
happening.
Night.
Oh, dear, this is happening. Or you could go to the show, the same, which you've mentioned, Or you at from 8 to 10, there's Vegas Baby Drag Show at the Rendezvous. I'm telling you what.
Let's back up to same just for a second, because that was on yesterday's show. I know Allison Holkamp's directing. Remind us what time and where that is.
It is at 7:30 to 9. It's at Perseverance Theater. It is our neighbors will share experiences with the gender-related violence. Donation only admission. All proceeds will be going to AWARE. Very sensitive subject matter, so recommended for ages 16 and up. But again, thanks to Allison for bringing this forward for all of us. There is on Sunday, Tap 2 at Juno Dance Theater. If you want more information, if you want to learn how to tap dance, and who doesn't, you need to go to Juno Dance Theater and get ready to do that. There's a free workshop about the power of food to affect our lives out at Pavitt's. We have You Don't Have to Go Home at Elizabeth Pradovich Hall, an indigenous performance that weaves music, dance, spoken word, poetry, and performance art to combat topics such as white supremacy, genocide, and colonialism. So there's a lot of topics here. I believe Warming of the Hands is happening over at the Jack. And Monday, there is the First Alaskans is having a things on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, the Social Justice Summit.
Yeah, so all good things to be getting us off to a thoughtful start for this fall and winter.
Nancy DeCherney, that's a long list. Where again can we find that?
JAHC.org under events or KTOO.org. We share our calendars.
Nancy DeCherney, thank you so much for coming on
the
show
today. Thank you. All right.